So there's the Northern Soul anthem that is You Don't Love Me by the Epitome of Sound. And now live on the phone, I've got lead singer Eugene Thomas. Gene, hi.
Why, hello.
That track was massive on the UK underground soul scene in the early 70s and still is to this day. But you'd been singing much earlier than that. Tell me how you started.
I started out, you know, I did start singing very early age, you know, as far as vocal, I sang in church as a kid.
Uh-huh.
But I started my career when I got out of high school.
Right.
When I met the Megatons. They were playing in a venue, and I was just a singer, so I hooked up with them, and we took it from there, and
that was great.
We're pretty successful.
Because am I right in thinking the Megatons were a white group, and they brought you in to get that rich, soulful sound?
Yes. Back in those days, that was a good thing, you know, because everybody, we got a lot of work,
uh-huh.
you know, and the sound was great, you know, and... we were successful. We had a pretty good run as far as a record was concerned.
Yeah, because you were based in New Jersey, weren't you? You recorded for Lorry?
Yeah, Lorry Records, yes, and we were based in New Jersey. Lorry was in New York, I believe, though.
Okay.
Records.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that? How did you end up getting a recording contract? So you say you were successful in the club circuit. Did you get picked up one night by a talent scout? Did you win a talent competition? How did that come about?
Yes, well, we did a couple of talent shows, and then we also did, there were TV shows that were coming along, and, you know, just nightclubs mainly, a lot of nightclubs. We've traveled to Canada, you know, so we were pretty, it was a very good group, so, you know.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to go down south.
No.
We weren't, you know, because that was kind of rough back there with
me
being black and them being white.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that must have been quite strange. So you're going on through the 60s, and then you enlisted the help of Mike Palladino's brother Robert.
And Robert. Yes, well, what happened in the same venue? I happened to, it was a band. And I hooked up with them, with Robert Palladino. Then we renamed the band.
Yeah.
With different members, and the Epitome of Sound.
That's right. So, I mean, why did you decide to change the name of the band? Because Robert Palladino, he wrote both sides of the track that's become so famous and so popular on the Northern Soul scene in the UK. What drove you to change the name of the band?
Well, the band, actually, they broke up. The Megatons broke up.
Okay.
They all went their separate ways. I went my separate way. No hard feelings. There were other venues they wanted to, avenues they wanted to pursue. And we just broke up, you know, in a very nice way to do other things. You know, some of them went to have recording studios of whatever, and they played with other groups. I remained just a single, you know, a singer.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
from place to place to place, playing with whatever band.
So how did you come to get
and
back?
So that's,
was it the same?
That's how I met the Epitome of Sound.
Right. Right. Good stuff. Because they were recording, I think they were New Jersey as well, weren't they?
Absolutely. Boundbrook, New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. And you managed to pitch the record to Sandbag Records.
Yes. That was all through Robert Palladino.
Mm-hmm. And they put it out. Was it well received at the time? I know it got real popularity in 73, 74 over here.
Yes, but it was pretty good here. We had a TV show called The Upbeat, and it went in Cleveland, Ohio, and it went to number 7 on their charts.
Wow.
Charts. And so, but after then, it was like a silence. No one knew what was happening with it.
Well, no, because I think Sandbag Records, just at that time, just as your career was really hitting, you know, taking up a pitch, a speed, Sandbag Records went bankrupt, didn't they?
They went bankrupt. And from what I understood in Philly, it was going pretty well. And Philly was like one of the tests. If it goes good in Philly, you had something, you know. And but we never, it really never got up off the ground because of the bankruptcy.
Yeah. Oh dear! So
there was not much we could do.
No. So what happened then? Did the band carry on touring and working? Did they disband?
No, we broke up. We actually broke up in the, like I said,
68, 69.
Yeah, went different ways, yes,
yeah.
yes. And I kept singing, you know, as a single.
Uh-huh, as a solo artist, yeah.
As a solo artist in different, you know, venues. With the house, I played with the house band, in other words. I sang with the house band.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would go and do shows like that.
Great stuff.
But I kept busy.
You got to keep busy. You got to keep busy.
But that, not knowing what you don't love me was doing in England, not knowing any of that.
No. Well, I mean, that got picked up. I forget which DJ picked it up. It might have been Russ Winstanley or Kev Roberts. I'm not sure, but I know it was played.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know it. In fact, it was that popular that the DJ actually tried to cover it up, and it was released, wasn't it, by Simon Susan as Moses Smith.
Yeah, that's still puzzling me.
Bless him.
Yeah, still puzzling me. Who is Moses Smith? Anyway, and I mean, I'm alive in the States, live and well, and I don't know anything about it.
No. Great stuff. So what have you been doing since then? That was 1968, and you've been a solo artist, a solo singer in clubs and on the circuit. Yeah. And now you've got quite a bit of excitement, haven't you? Because you've brought out Two Great Sides, a brand new release. Tell us about that. How did you get back into recording?
Well, I tell you how it happened. I was discovered in 2011
mm-hmm.
by Kev Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know Kev.
Yes. And he had for one of his shows here in the States. And then he brought me over to Blackpool Towers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And that's when I seen all those people in the way that they were enjoying my music.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back home, it rejuvenated me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was still a lot left in me that I could do.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I just decided to get myself together, get the right people with me, and start recording. And it took a while, but this year
uh-huh.
I came out with something that I feel, and I'm quite sure quite a few other of my fans, especially over there, they've been giving me good reviews with it.
Yeah, well, that's quite right. I mean, one side is, if you've been to Blackpool, then you've experienced the enthusiasm that that the British have got for American soul music from the 70s and beyond. So that must have been great.
Oh, yeah.
I had a similar conversation with Nolan Porter. He appeared at Blackpool this year, and he was saying he couldn't believe it. There was 3,000 people stomping away to a tune that he recorded 40 years ago. It brings tears to
absolutely.
Your eyes. Wonderful.
It took my breath away.
Yeah.
It just took my breath away. I could not believe this was going on
mm-hmm.
with the song that I was singing and the passion that they had. That gave me the will to do more, to see if I can do more anyway, and I think I'm doing more.
Yeah, so the new single came out last month?
Yes.
Fantastic. And two sides. One of them is quite a driving northern record, isn't it? I'm Through With You.
I'm Through With You, yes.
Great record, but my personal preference.
It has been received pretty well, I think, and there. And the other side, mm-hmm. though, they wouldn't name it, they wouldn't call it a B-side. They just say the flip side.
Yeah.
Because they thought both of them were good.
Absolutely. So. Double A-side, brilliant. And the other side is called Lovely Lady, both great tracks. So, Eugene, let's just have a listen to those two tracks. This first side is the northern side. This is I'm Through With You from Eugene Thomas.
I heard you've been running.
You've been running.
Running all over this town.
You've been running.
Running all over this town. Trying to bring my good name down. I haven't seen you.
I haven't
since
seen
you walked out on me.
Walked out on
you
me.
Walked out on me. Bringing me such misery. I had to find me.
That you had other plans.
with you.
There's Eugene Thomas and Lovely Lady, two great sides on that 45. So where can people buy this 45?
Well, it's on Pledge Music.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever send you a copy of that?
Not yet.
No. Pledge Music. It's pledgemusic.com
mm-hmm.
/ pledges. Eugene/Eugene/Thomas.
Right. Okay. We'll find that, and I shall put that on the website.
Right, now I can send it to you also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm thinking of the wider audience, and because people, when they hear it during the show, they're going to want to be able to buy that, and I need to send them to somewhere where they can get it, an outlet, so that'd be great.
Yeah. I would appreciate it so much. I'm glad you like this side. Now there's a few DJs that like that side better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because their audience leans more towards that than towards the hard northern soul.
Now that we're all getting a little bit older, we're sort of shufflers rather than stompers. So everybody's mellowed out a little bit.
I guess slow down a little bit. That's a good point.
Look, have you got any plans to come to the UK? You said you came across with Kev Roberts a couple of years ago to Blackpool. You got any plans to return?
Well, I have told other people on interviews, if there's any way that I can get back there, I will be there.
Great.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to be able to perform to the many people that love the music that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if the door is open for me to go, I will be there.
Fantastic. Have you got any more music on the coming up behind this Great 45? Have you got anything else up your sleeve?
Absolutely. If you can see my table, it's spread out right here on the keyboard. Everything is a mess, but it's a good mess.
Fantastic. You've got to keep busy and just keep doing what you're doing and working that magic. I'm sure it'll be well received.
I'm hoping so, sir.
Great stuff. Eugene, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for allowing me to give you this interview this evening, and it's been an absolute delight talking to you. And
I hope everything will work out for you, and I know if it works out for you, it'll work out for me.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
And thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
So there's Eugene Thomas then. Lovely bloke doing what he does best. And long may it continue. But I'm going to play out now with the track that started it all for Eugene. This is the Megatons and a love that will last forever.